Part 27, Chapter 8. Lord Schleem felt there would be no diamond and slash beacon in the picture that would, in a moment, be shown. Only Tolnep eyes would ever detect that, and only a Tolnep-modified picto-recorder could film it. He would use this moment to distract the others. Yes, that was a whine in the sky. The fleet would be over them in moments. The timing was just right. How clever of him. But he had a well-deserved reputation as a slippery diplomat. Formidable, in fact. He walked over to his chair, made very sure his hamper was well within reach. He glanced back at the assembled emissaries. They were all craning forward tensely, waiting for the picture to come on, totally off guard. He spotted exactly where the devil was standing, slightly in front of them all and well clear of the projector. Schleem fingered the bottom ring of the scepter.
"Turn on the latest picture of your fake model,"
jeered Schleem. Johnny hit the buttons. Off went the mind spotlights. On went the three-dimensional picture of a Sart. It was a new angle. It showed the back side of the moon as well as some of the front. Filtration gave it a bluish hue, but it was a Sart. It seemed to float hugely before them. And right there in the center, massive and unmistakable, was the diamond and slash insignia of Tolnep, jet black on the surface of the moon. Schleem gasped. It was real. That really was a Sart. One of the ends of the slash was supposed to point to a hangar door, and even as they looked, that door finished opening. The huge, yawning mouth of a Tolnep-made cavern. The moon had deflated further now. It resembled a blue balloon, with one side being poked relentlessly in. A great pucker that was growing bigger now, and at a more rapid rate. What appeared to be black gases were eddying up to fill the sunken part. And then, out of that yawning hangar, bolted a war vessel. Although it must have been traveling very fast, the enormous size of it caused it to seem to move in slow motion. At least 30,000 tons of Tolnep capital ship was seeking to escape into space. But it was too late. It had already been touched by the pucker within the moon. A whole back section of the ship was gone. Before the fixated eyes of the delegates, the vast space vessel was eaten up from tail to nose, its massive metal turned to gases. Other hangar doors were starting to open. But that was the extent of the picture. One last puff of black gas as the final bit of capital ship was overtaken by disaster. And the recorded voice said,
"This is Lord Schleem.